Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the To The Net Hockey Show.
He has been unbelievable this season.
What a save by Lundqvist!
They still have a long way to go until they get back on track.
I definitely have them down as a hand favorite to go to the Stanley Cup and win the Stanley Cup.
Well, with the trade line deadline approaching us, some teams have been active and some teams have not been, but the New York Rangers definitely need to be. Now, there's been rumors that Ryan McDonagh might be traded to the Boston Bruins, but the Rangers reportedly want the rookie Jake DeBrusk in return along with a draft pick. Now, are the Rangers willing to give up McDonagh for Jake DeBrusk, who potentially has a good future in this league, for a draft pick? That's a decision they're going to have to make, but they definitely need the clean house. Because the way the season is going, it has not looked good. So we're going to start off with the episode with a did you know question. Now, did you know that the average size of an NHL player is 6 feet 1 inches tall and he weighs 201 pounds? I did not know that, but that just goes to show you guys out there who are young and still want to have a future in hockey that you don't have to be that big necessarily. There's guys in the league like Sidney Crosby is obviously one of the best players in the league, and he's 5 feet 11 inches tall. You have Zuccarello, who's a top player in the league, only 5 feet 6 inches tall. You have Patrick Kane, one of the best players in the league, 5 feet 10 inches tall. So it just goes to show you that size really, of course it helps, but it doesn't mean the world in sports. It's all about skill and dedication. So Henrik Lundqvist has been pulled in 3 of his last 9 starts. The New York Rangers fall a game below 500, and the rest of the season is beginning to look like a disaster. The Rangers sit at the bottom of the Metropolitan Division with 59 points, but they have the best record of all the last-place teams, including the Chicago Blackhawks, who are surprisingly in last place as well. So I know that doesn't mean much, but I don't think anybody expected the New York Rangers and Chicago Blackhawks to be in last place in each of their divisions. The Sabres and the Arizona Coyotes are also in last place. That would be more expected because they have not done good these last couple of seasons. But a team like Chicago, who's won Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup in the last decade, is just not having good results this season. Even though with Patrick Kane having a good season, scoring goals, doing what he does best, it's just not working out for them. And it could also be that, Corey Crawford has been injured for a very long time. That obviously plays a role in why they're not doing so well, but it just seems like the team is not clicking unnecessarily on all cylinders. So Chicago does sit in last place with 58 points, and the Arizona Coyotes have, I believe, 44 points. So they're in the rebuilding process as well. They've been rebuilding the team for the last 5 years, 6 years. It's been a long time, and I think Arizona definitely wants to see the fans definitely want to see that team get back on track as soon as they possibly can. So let's continue on here. And some teams have already been active in the trading, and the Los Angeles Kings earlier this week, past weekend, have traded Marian Gaborik along with forward Nick Shore to the Ottawa Senators. The Kings received Dion Phaneuf, who should help the Kings' defense a ton, and the Senators also received forward Nate Thompson. And this is what drives me crazy, is they're still talking about the Carlson rumors. Eric Carlson's going to get traded possibly, and earlier on when he was struggling a lot, that could have been the case. But Dion Phaneuf was one of the top defensemen on this Ottawa Senators team, and the fact that they traded him, they would be stupid, in my opinion, to trade both Carlson and Phaneuf, because they'd be left with nobody on the back end defensively except the goalie. So that just goes to show me that if they were willing to trade Phaneuf, they're not going to trade Carlson. So I think all the – and I could be wrong. I'm not saying for 100%. I don't know 100%, but that's just what I'm getting from this, because I honestly do not believe that they would have traded a guy like Dion Phaneuf if they were going to trade Erik Karlsson. I don't think it would have happened. But that just goes to show you what kind of a valuable player Erik Karlsson is. They would have to get some crazy offer in order to get rid of a guy like him. So not a lot of defensemen in this league can have as much offensive talent as he does, as long as along with the defense that he's able to play as well. So, and those were the top two defensemen on that team, I believe. So it'll be interesting. Marian Gaborik apparently is supposed to be on the top line with Duchesne and Bobby Ryan, I believe it was. So that'll be interesting to see how Gaborik fits in there. And Gaborik, obviously the one-time New York Ranger, he did a lot for us, had 40, 50 goal seasons for us. Obviously won the Stanley Cup with the LA Kings, so I was kind of surprised to see him get traded. But Gaborik is on the end of his career. He's 36 years of age. He's still got something left in the tank, but I don't know how much. Can he pull a Jaromir Jagr? Who knows? A player like him, why not? So also, the Tampa Bay Lightning were facing the New Jersey Devils this past week, and Miles Wood was suspended for two games, and Wood left his feet and boarded Lightning forward Vladislav Namestnikov, and this was a cheap hit. I mean, he clearly left his feet. Literally, it looked like he was just jumping towards him, and it was a dangerous hit, too. But that's not it. Right after that, Andre Schuster, rightfully so, stepped up for Namestnikov and fought Wood, and Wood broke Schuster's visor, and with a punch in the face, and the visor cut Schuster's face, leaving him with 15 stitches after he returned to the game. So I think he should have been suspended for more than two games. Obviously, now I'm going to compare it to this. It's a bit of a different incident here, but before the All-Star break, Brad Marchand elbowed one of the Devils players in the face, and that got him suspended for, I believe it was, five games. And, well, that's a dangerous play, too. Two games, that's it for boarding the guy, and then you punch the guy in the face, and then his visor cuts him. And they were both fighting, obviously. Schuster was the enforcer in the fight, and he was sticking up for his teammate, which I completely understand. But I want to, you know, say, why only two games? I mean, I don't find that logic behind it. At least he was suspended for some games. I'm not complaining about that, but I think if you look at all the other suspensions around the league, that was a dangerous hit. I mean, all it takes is one hit, one board like that, and his head or his neck could have bent the wrong way, and he could have been out for months upon months. And that's just a dangerous play. So I would like to see the NHL look at that a little bit more. I'd like to see some stories come out about what people think or opinions about that suspension, because I think it should have been at least four or five games for that type of hit. That was a dirty hit, and it could have ended a lot worse than it already did. But thankfully, Namestnikov went to the bench. He was able to skate on his own, and he came back out and played the game well. So that's great for him. I'm glad he's back in there. The Lightning definitely need him. So the Rangers, it's just not looking good. It's just not looking good for the team right now. And we'll see what happens with the team, but there's just not a whole lot of potential. Everybody's injured. You got Shattenkirk injured. You got Staal injured now. You've got Buchnevich, who just came back. Kreider, I don't know how he's going to do when he comes back, but it'll be interesting. But Henrik Lundqvist has just, I don't know what the deal is, but Lundqvist has been pulled in three of his last nine starts. Last game against the Devils, actually, he gave up, I believe it was seven. Yes, he gave up seven goals. That's not like Henrik. But I'm not going to blame it all on him. The Rangers just, as a team, need to step up. And there could be a lot more done for this team. And like I said in the comment section before the episode, we could sit here and talk about this all day. But can we do anything about it? No, we can't do anything about it. We can give our opinions just to keep ourselves sane, if you want to say, for those diehard hockey fans out there. You just got to, you know, keep talking and saying they need to do this, do that. It's just so hard to sit there quiet because you've seen this team make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then ever since that year, it's just been playoffs, get eliminated, playoffs, get eliminated, and then so on and so on. And, you know, the announcers like to say the Rangers have the longest streak for current playoff run. Okay, that's great, but that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. Fans would rather see them have a Stanley Cup, which we have not seen since 1994. I'm sorry, I wasn't even alive in 1994. So what you guys have not seen since 1994, and it's 2018 now. So I think enough is enough, and the Rangers really need to go into the offseason really thinking about how they're going to trade people and what's going to go on, because we've got some big names in there. We've got Rick Nash scoring a couple of goals lately. He's almost at, I believe he's at 20 goals now. And we have some guys that we should consider trading, while Rick, especially Rick Nash, who's why he's heating up and starting to score goals. That's going to raise his trade value a lot. So we don't know how long that'll last. So we might as well trade while we can, while the players are doing well. So that's going to be pretty much it for this episode. Please check out my Twitter or Instagram for I try and update as much as I can, hockey posts, stuff related to what's going on in the league. But that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for listening, and this is your host, Nick, signing off.